On to news coming out of Bahrain now, where a criminal court headed by a member of the ruling family has sentenced a 17-year-old boy to a year in prison for what it calls insulting the Persian Gulf state's monarch. Ali Al-Shufa was arrested in a house raid back in March. He's been accused of insulting King Hamad on Twitter. The teenager has already spent 2 months in jail. Human rights groups have condemned the verdict, saying it's part of a wider crackdown on the freedom of speech in Bahrain. The Al Khalifa regime continues to crush dissent amid a muted response from the international community. Scores of people have been killed and many more arrested by regime forces since the popular uprising erupted in the tiny Persian Gulf state back in 2011. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Intifat Khanber, who is a political analyst, and he's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Khanber, thanks a lot for joining us as always. Now, how do you react to this news, a 17-year-old being charged to a year in jail for supposedly insulting the king on Twitter?
Well, we know this regime has been oppressing, a legitimate uprising against a ruling that is complete dictatorship. But if we take a quick look at the current Bahraini constitution, we will find out that the king himself is also the head of the higher court, which means he's in charge of the legal system, which is complete conflict of authorities. He is the head of the executive power. At the same time, he's the head of the legal power, which is completely contradicting any Western values of democracy. While the West continues to support the king against his own people, which shows a great amount of hypocrisy on a part of the West. Therefore, sentencing a young kid by a court headed by one of the relatives of the king from the same family, it's completely biased and it's illegitimate, and it presents an example of oppressing authority against fighting people for their rights of freedom and dignity.
So, then, Mr. Khanber, are you saying that it's essentially the king is above the law in Bahrain in the sense that no one can hold him accountable?
He's everything. He's the commander of the armed forces. He's the head of the state. He is the head of the higher court. He also assigns the part of the parliament. So he's basically a mixture of executive, legal, judicial, and controls the parliament or the legal powers. So his position is a complete dictatorship, which is basically contradicts any modern state, even in the region. I mean, look at the Iranian system, for example. There are several institutions which rules the country, and these institutions sometimes contradicts itself with each other to the best of the country. That's what democracy is about. While in Bahrain, the whole thing is in one hand, one person and one family. And the fight in Bahrain basically is not between the Bahraini people themselves. It's between an oppressing family and an oppressed people.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now as always, but we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Intifat Khanber speaking to us live from Beirut.